about Lord Chaitanya, seeing that it is Gopanima tomorrow. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
So, last night we were reading and talking about different pastimes of Lord Chaitanya when he was a child. Tomorrow is his appearance day. 527 years ago, tomorrow, Lord Chaitanya appeared in this world. What a wonderful occasion. So let us now read some few verses explaining a little bit about some pastimes of Lord Chaitanya when he was still very young, but not just a child, sort of maybe very early teens, something like that. We mentioned yesterday how Lord Chaitanya would sometimes tease the girls. You boys don't do that, do you? You don't tease the girls? That's good. Don't do that. But Lord Chaitanya did. And they would, sometimes they would be doing some ceremony, somewhat informally, on the banks of the Ganges to appeal to Durga Devi in her form as Parvati, or in her form as Katyayani. They would pray to her and do a little ceremony to her, so that she would bless them, so they would get very good husbands. I'm sure you ladies here must have done that, because you have such nice husbands. Congratulations. So the girls would do that, and they'd set up some just little temporary little altar and put some picture there of Durga or Katyayani, and have some fruit or sweets, place those things on a plate, place them in front of the picture or the deity, bow down, chant different mantras and prayers, and appeal to her, please help us, please arrange for us to get very nice husbands. But Lord Chaitanya, of course, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Durga, Katyayani, they're all under Lord Chaitanya very much. So Lord Chaitanya then, just this, so I stay more upright. Lord Chaitanya, he would come along in the middle of all this, steal the fruit or sweets and eat them himself, sometimes sit on the altar himself, move Durga out of the way, and all this while the girls were bowing down and offering their prayers and chanting mantras, and they'd hear all this noise going on, and they'd look up and there's young, as he was known then, Nimai, and they'd get very angry with him. But he would not take it lying down. He would respond strongly and say, "Don't you speak to me like that. You speak to me like that, I'll curse you. Each one of you will be the 99th wife of some cranky old man. But if you're very nice to me, then I will bless you. Each one of you will have a very wonderful, handsome, intelligent, wealthy husband, and have 7 sons who will also be very handsome and intelligent and just very dynamic." So they were afraid that maybe what he was saying was right, so they would stop complaining. But let us read here. Few verses, how things develop in that regard. E mata chapalya sabha loke re dekaya dukha karo mane nahe sabe sukha paya. When this cunning behavior of the Lord with the girls became known to the people in general, it did not create misunderstandings among them. Rather, they enjoyed happiness in these dealings. Ekadina Vallabhacharya Kanya Lakshmi Nama Devata Pujite Ayla Kari Ganga Snana. One day, a girl of the name Lakshmi, the daughter of Vallabhacharya, came to the bank of the Ganges to take bath in the river and worship the demigods. Tanre Deki Prabhura Haila Sabilasha Mana Lakshmi Chite Prita Paila Prabhura Darshana. Seeing Lakshmi Devi, the Lord became attached to her, and Lakshmi, upon seeing the Lord, felt great satisfaction within her mind. Sahajika Priti Dunhar Karila Udaya Balya Bhava Chana Tabu Haila Nischaya. Their natural love for each other awakened, and although it was covered by childhood emotions, it became apparent that they were mutually attractive. Dunhadeki Dunhara Chite Haila Ulasa Deva Puja Chale Kaila Dunhe Parakasha. They both enjoyed natural pleasure in seeing each other, and under the pretext of demigod worship, they manifested their feelings. Prabhu Kahe Ama Puja Ami Mahishvara Amare Pujile Pabe Abhipsita Vara. The Lord told Lakshmi, just worship me, for I am the Supreme Lord. If you worship me, certainly you will get the benediction you desire. Lakshmi Tandra Ange Dila Pushpa Chandana Malikara Maladiya Karila Vandana. Upon hearing the order of the Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lakshmi immediately worshipped him, offering sandalwood pulp and flowers for his body, garlanding him with Malika flowers and offering prayer. Prabhu Tanra Puja Pana Hasite Lagila Shlokapadi Tanra Bhava Angikara Kaila. Being worshipped by Lakshmi, the Lord began to smile. He recited a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam and thus accepted the emotion she expressed. So this is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam now. And this is what Lord Chaitanya said to her. He spoke this verse. Sankalpo vidita sadvyo bhavatina mad archanam mayanu modita so sao satyo bhavitam arhati. My dear gopis, I accept your desire to have me as your husband and thus worship me. I wish your desire to be fulfilled because it deserves to be so. After thus expressing their feelings to each other, Lord Chaitanya and Lakshmi returned home. Who can understand the grave pastime of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So, a little later, they were married. Because she is Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune. Previously, she was Sita. And then she was Rukmini. Sita, the wife of Lord Ram, Rukmini, the wife of Lord Krishna in Dwaraka. So their relationship as husband and wife, it's not like the type of relationships we get or we see in the streets. Boy sees girl, girl sees boy. They think they look good to each other. And they think, let's get together and see what happens. So they enjoy a little bit. But in so many cases, after a while, it all just falls away and dissolves and complications arise. It's just life. Life is complicated on the material level. But here, the relationship between Lord Chaitanya and Lakshmi, it's actually an eternal relationship. And as they associated together and spoke a little, then that natural relationship arose in their hearts. It is not... Well, it's a natural, eternal relationship, not just some sensual attraction, that type of thing. So in other words, it's a very powerful relationship. And Lord Chaitanya and Lakshmi then, somewhat later, they were married. Anyway, as we mentioned last night, Lord Chaitanya was very mischievous. And now this meeting Lakshmi was a little later, but prior to his going to school, he of course was at home with his mother, and they're just together 24 hours a day. And when you're with a person for 24 hours a day, day after day, then whatever shortcomings the other person has, you get to know them off by heart. And whatever shortcomings you have, they get to know them. And as one devotee, nice devotee actually, said to me a couple of years ago, a married youngish man, very nice, he and his wife, they're very nice devotees. He said, you know, I never thought it would be so difficult to live with someone I love. And she was right there. So Lord Chaitanya and his mother, they were together 24 hours a day, and whatever little idiosyncrasies, eccentricities, funny little things, personality traits, characteristics, they all came out. And so it was, there was this constant back and forth and back and forth and little bickerings and little things going on between them. And Lord Chaitanya, as the little child, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Suswagatam. Hare Krishna. Thank you for coming. We were feeling a little lonely. We were feeling a little lonely here. But now the crowd has swelled. So Lord Chaitanya and his mother then, yeah, there are little bickerings and little squabbles and, oh, why'd you do that and don't do this and all that going on. And sometimes Lord Chaitanya, little boy, Nimai, he would say something to Mother Sachi, you know, some sort of dismissive type of thing. And Mother Sachi would say something back to him. And then little Lord Chaitanya would come and slap his mother. Do you boys ever slap your mother, Haribol? How many times have you slapped your mother? Okay, we don't want any embarrassing confessions. So Lord Chaitanya, one time, at least one time, it describes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he gave his mother, now he's little, he gave her a little slap. And in order to teach him a lesson, Mother Sachi collapsed on the ground, apparently unconscious, just gone. And little Nimai, all of a sudden, panic. Oh no, Mother, Mother, are you all right, Mother? And of course she's just acting. So he's trying to shake her and revive her, but she's purposely remaining apparently unconscious. And little Nimai got into a major panic. And he went running next door. Oh, Mother, please come and help my mother. Something's wrong. Oh no. So the ladies came over and they understood what's going on. So they told Lord Chaitanya, this is a very serious situation. This is very dangerous. You hit her. You hit her too hard. You must not do that. It's terrible. Don't hit your mother. Okay? Don't hit your mother. And we don't know what to do. How to save her life. And poor little Nila is just totally bewildered. Oh no. My mother. So the lady said, we know what to do. Go and get a coconut. We will offer a coconut. And then, hopefully, she may recover. So little Nimai went running into the house. Came back with two coconuts. And they did some little thing, ceremony, ritual, something. And then suddenly Mother Sachi just came, oh, oh, what happened? And little Nimai, oh, Mother, you're all right. Oh, and he embraced her and hugged her and apologized. Oh, I won't do that again. And then he was very good. No bickering, no squabbling. He was very good for an hour or two. So it was like that, actually. It was like that. Lord Chaitanya, as a child. Then, a little later, go fast forwarding again a bit. Lord Chaitanya met Lakshmi Devi, Lakshmi Priya, and anyway, so he's growing up, but not married yet. And Lord Chaitanya had a brother. He had an elder brother. His name was Vishwaroop. And actually, he was a very great devotee. In fact, he is an incarnation of Lord Balaram, actually. He's a very special person. And he was ready. Whereas Lord Chaitanya was not manifesting who he really was, the Supreme Lord, or even not manifesting that he was a devotee. But Vishwaroop, he was a great devotee. And he would associate with the devotees, means Advaita Acharya, particularly, and that group of devotees, Srivas Thakura. He would associate with them, and he would go there after school, and they'd be sitting there having some kirtan, talking about Krishna, Krishna consciousness. He would just stay there. He wouldn't go home for lunch. He'd just stay there for hours, listening to the discourses and discussions. And even sometimes, Mother Sachi would send Nimai, go get your brother. Tell him Prasadam is here waiting for him. Please. So Nimai would sometimes go over there and tell Vishwaroop, Mata's calling you, you must come. And Vishwaroop would just say, okay, I'm coming just now. Just now come. Yeah. And he wouldn't come. So his parents were concerned. And he was also becoming a young man. So one day his parents decided, right, we know what we'll do. we will arrange for you to get married to a very nice girl. Very nice girl living nearby. She's the right age, and you know your astrological charts are compatible, not the astrological charts from the Star newspaper, the Sunday Star, whatever it is, but real astrological charts done by real astrologers who are just like super experts. And so they told him, okay, they told Vishwaroop, right, this is it. We got you lined up. Yeah, so that's it. In a few days, we'll finalize everything. Vishwaroop, when he heard this, he thought, oh no. Oh no. I don't want to get entangled like this. And you know what he did? He just left home and took sannyas at a young age. And he was never seen again. That was it. So naturally the parents, Jagannath Mishra and Mother Sachi, they were devastated. Devastated. And then one day, Lord Chaitanya Nimai, he came to them and said, you know what? You know what? Last night, I had a dream of Vishwaroop. He is taken sannyas, and you know what? He was telling me, come on, join me, take sannyas also. And when they heard that, they almost gave up the ghost on the spot. It was just too much. It was too much. So a few things happened. One thing that happened was, well, a very important part of what led up to that was that Vishwaroop was going to school and learning so many things and associating with scholars and philosophers. And as a result, he developed this conviction that human life is just for self-realization. We shouldn't get distracted. So when he took sannyas, and then Lord Chaitanya came and said he'd had that dream, Jagannath Mishra, Lord Chaitanya's father, he told Mother Sachi, the wife of Lord Chaitanya, right, this is it. We don't want to lose Nimai. You know what the problem was? The problem was Vishwaroop was being educated. He was going to school and associating with all these scholars and philosophers, and then he was going to the programs at Advaita Acharya's house, and we were not keeping him at home enough. So he told Mother Sachi, you know what? I'm taking Nimai out of the school. He can just stay at home. And Mother Sachi said, well, that's a good idea. But, you know, if he doesn't get an education, how's he going to earn when he's an adult? If he doesn't get some qualification, some ability to execute something in life, how's he going to earn? And she said, what parents will allow their daughter to marry some uneducated fool who just stays at home? And Jagannath Mishra said, no problem. Have faith in Krishna. Krishna arranges everything. So he'll arrange a wife for her. He'll arrange some good employment for him. So we'll just keep him at home. That's what we'll do. And then we won't lose him. And you can just be with him all day. So Jagannath Mishra told Lord Chaitanya, this is it. This is what we're doing. From today on, no more school. So initially Lord Chaitanya was happy. But after a few days, after a little while, he started becoming, you know, sort of like he just had too much energy. He couldn't just sit at home. So he started getting up to mischief. They would do all sorts of things. He would get together with a few of his friends. One day, they took some sheet or something, dressed themselves up like they were a bull, and went to the place of some nice devotee who was rather blind. And making bull noises, they went and sort of raided his garden. And the poor devotee came running, saying, oh, there's a bull in my garden. Then Lord Chaitanya and his friends, but particularly Lord Chaitanya, he got up to some real nonsense. In those days in India, the toilets were outside, not in the house. Because. So, people would be in the house, and every now and then they had to go out to the toilet, and life goes on. You know what Lord Chaitanya did? He would go and lock the doors from the outside. So the people were locked in their house. Somehow he'd tie them locked, closed, or do something to fasten them. And the people would have to go to the bathroom and they couldn't get out. Oh. And they'd scream and yell. And Jagannath Mishra would have to come and let them out. And they tell him, it was your son. Why don't you do something useful with your son? Send him to school. And Lord Chaitanya kept on saying to his parents, let me go to school. I want to go to school. But they were telling him, no. Just stay at home. One day, Jagannath Mishra went. He had to go away for a day or two, something. And Lord Chaitanya now, at home, he went outside. At the back, there's a whole pile of old clay pots, cooking pots. Because they would just get these cooking pots, which were glazed, you know, they're fired, heated, so they're kind of hard. But not really hard. So you could use them once and then throw them away. So there's this whole pile of used, burnt, dirty pots. Lord Chaitanya just went and sat on top of the pots. And now he's all sort of messy and dirty. And he called his mother, Mata, Mata! Here, look, see what I'm doing. Isn't it nice? I'm sitting on top of all the nice pots. And Mother Sachi said, no, get down from there. Get away from those dirty things. And Nimai said, dirty? Are they dirty? Are you sure? And Mother Sachi said, of course they're dirty. can't you see they're dirty? And Nehemiah said, you know, I can't tell if they're dirty or not because I have no education. And so because you're not letting me go to school, now look at me. I don't know what's right and what's wrong, what's clean and what's not clean. I just don't know. You have to let me go to school. So when Jagannath Mishra got back, they decided, okay, he can go to school. One night, well, when all these things would happen, Jagannath Mishra would chastise Nima strongly, wag his finger, raise his voice. He would never use violence. But verbally and sort of psychologically, emotionally, he would get on his case. So one night, Jagannath Mishra had a dream. In the dream, a Brahmin appeared to him and said, you know, you shouldn't treat your son like this, because he is Narayan. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Don't speak to your son like this. You must be very nice to him and be very respectful because he's the Supreme Lord. In the dream, Jagannath Mishra told him, listen, I don't care who he is. I don't care if he's Narayan, if he's God. He, first and foremost, he's my son. And in order to see he grows up to be a proper person, if I have to chastise him, I will. So you mind your own business. This was the determination of Jagannath Mishra, who of course is Nanda Maharaj, full of love for his son and concern for his son, to the point that he doesn't really care. Let him be whoever he is, but he's my son, and I'm going to train him. You train your boys strongly? Yeah? Does he get on your case sometimes? No? He's winking at me. Yes. So, like this. Lord Chaitanya growing up. And anyway, Lord Chaitanya ended up back at school. And then gradually, well, not gradually really, but there was the point at which his father passed away. Then he went to Gaya and was initiated by Ishvara Puri. And from that point on, he became, or he displayed himself as a God-intoxicated person. Total transformation. Complete transformation. Practically, literally overnight, from this mischievous, naughty young fellow to this great, great devotee who just couldn't do anything, couldn't discuss anything without connecting it to Krishna. Couldn't do it. Very amazing. And yes, and Lord Chaitanya, he started manifesting himself. Well, he manifested himself. And from then on, everything changed. dramatically, dramatically changed. How did everything change? Well, tune in tomorrow night at Nittai Gaurahari Temple, Lamasia, and we will continue with some more adventures and pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Hare Krishna. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Shri Gopalila Mahotsava ki jai. Gaur Premanande. We keep